keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going, and I gotta be strong. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. Yeah.
And welcome, it's the High Performance Show. My name is Andrew Jobling on this September the 19th on a Saturday. And it's a little bit windy and wet outside today, so it's not one of the beautiful spring days that we have been enjoying over the last couple of days, but that's okay. Spring's only just begun. So it is beautiful nevertheless, because we need the wind and we need the rain. We need the wind to turn the windmills to create the power. We need the rain to fill those reservoirs, which are at a very low level. I'd like to thank Chris from Trade Tips. That was Chris just on for the last hour. Chris is knows a lot about lots of stuff that I have no idea about, because I am one of the less handy people you would ever want to meet. So even changing a light globe is challenging for me. And today we're going to be talking about overcoming challenges on the High Performance Show. And as you know, the High Performance Show is all about helping to get a little bit more out of your life. So if you are listening for the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth time, I hope you've got something out of the show so far. We hope to give you a little bit more today, because as you know, we have a very special guest in every single week, and today is certainly no exception. I'm very honoured and privileged to have with me in the studio Carolyn from Carolyn's Wellbeing Solutions. Good afternoon, Carolyn.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
How are you?
Very well, and you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you. I can't really see your face because the microphone's in the way.
That's okay. You know what I look
like. Stop hiding behind the microphone. Now, Carolyn, before we get into our conversation, I'm going to do a little bit of an introduction so the listeners know What an incredible person you are.
Okay.
Now, you're the owner of a business called Carolyn's Wellbeing Solutions, and you have been running that business for the last 4 years.
Correct.
And you do a lot of different stuff in the wellbeing industry, don't you? Like stuff like Bowen Therapy.
Yes.
Bowen Body Mind, which is an interesting one. I'm going to be asking you lots of questions about that because I've got no idea what it is. And also EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, isn't it?
That's right.
So all those things, I'm sure there may be some listening out there that are going, what is that? Well, we're going to expand on that, so we'll help them to find out. But probably the most, I guess, for you, the reason why I wanted you to be here today, because you've overcome some stuff in your life to get to a point where you're actually really happy with where you're at, aren't you? I mean, you have 15 years working as a legal secretary.
That's
which
right.
Led to depression.
Yes.
It led to chronic lower back pain.
Mm-hmm.
Led to life not being all that enjoyable. Would that be a fair comment?
Putting it very mildly, yes.
Yes. So you've actually made some pretty massive changes to your life. And now, this is, I've got this from Carolyn's website. Her vision is to assist people to live in their hearts, to live now and learn to look inwards instead of outwards, to take responsibility for their lives and accept every part of themselves. So that's pretty amazing and incredible vision, Carolyn. So I just wanted to just say again, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
I'm so glad to have you here. And just to warn you, because you notice I've locked the door.
I can't escape.
You can't escape.
Oh, no.
And the reason why I've locked the door is because our goal is not to necessarily tell everyone how good you are, although we will do that. The goal is to get inside your head. All right, right in there, and to get some little gems,
okay,
things that you've done in your life that other people can utilize and maybe implement into their life. Is that okay?
You're,
is that a deal? You're okay
it
with
is,
that?
It
cool.
Is.
Okay, so what we're going to do, Carolyn, I want to talk a little bit about your journey, particularly, and I know when I mention legal secretary to you, this really sour look comes on your face like you've sucked a lemon. It's not a part of your life that you look back on with fond memories, is it?
Not at all.
15 years you were in that industry,
yes,
and it led to a lot of really sort of crappy stuff, didn't it?
It did.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I started work as a legal secretary at the age of about 17, so I was very young. And it was okay for a little while, but the job didn't stimulate me in any way. I didn't particularly enjoy working with lawyers. I think I was always more of a feeling kind of person. And
wrong industry for that, too.
Definitely, definitely. So more towards the end of my working life as a legal secretary, I was doing a lot of straight dictaphone typing work, which led to a lot of pain within my body, lower back pain, shoulder and neck problems, and it got to the point that I was dry reaching before I was going to work because I was just in such a bad state and didn't really know what to do or how to get out of it, the situation that I was in, because I was working one-on-one with someone who was like a judge, and I was the only person that could sort of do the work. So if I had time off, then the work would just build up and the problem would exacerbate. So yes, I was in quite a state.
So So you didn't get the lower back pain, the neck problems. What were you standing on your head? How were you? What position?
Well, being 5'11", I should have played for St Kilda and been in the ruck or something like that, shouldn't I?
You could have. And we will talk about the fact that the Saints are in the grand final, but we'll
fantastic,
get back to you, Caroline.
Yes. So being quite a tall person, and I suppose, you know, the posture, the way I was sitting at the desk and ergonomics, you know, many years ago weren't sort of great. But I think it was more so just a build-up of, you know, the straight typing near the end, dictaphone work, so typing 90% of the time without any breaks or much variation in the work.
Yeah.
So it just led to chronic lower back problems and...
And so the depression, was that then associated with the pain? I guess that was part of it, but then also probably just the fact that you were doing something you just weren't enjoying.
Yes, it was, I think a few different reasons for it. I was having some problems with the boss I was working with. He was ignoring me and all this kind of thing. So I was going into a job which was very, very uncomfortable, emotionally, I suppose, and also physically with the back pain and all of that on top of that. So yeah, I was just in a bad state and in a bad way. And it was the only job I'd ever had straight from high school.
Yeah, so you didn't know anything different?
No, no. It was quite a secure job at the time. So, yeah, and I had a mortgage near the end there. So I just didn't even think to, I wasn't quite sure what to do. Didn't have the confidence at that time to
get out of it,
do anything else.
Well, firstly, congratulations for actually, but at 17 to be a legal secretary, I think is a pretty incredible achievement in itself.
Thank you.
But I think what you're talking about, I think a lot of people find themselves in that position where they're in a situation, they don't really love it. And I think we're talking about a lot of people.
Definitely. There's a lot of people that just go to work and they're in the rat race and, yeah, just do their job and they get no enjoyment out of it. So it's great now that I've turned it around and doing work that I'm passionate about and helping people through the pain I've been through. I can sort of help people because I've experienced it myself.
Isn't it such an amazing feeling of liberation to know that you can turn things around as bad as they're looking? I mean, to have that chronic back pain, to be dry reaching before you actually turn up to work every, like, that's 5 days a week. Mm. Like, what a horrible way to live your life.
But Sunday night was the worst.
I can imagine. Sunday.
It was awful. Yeah.
So what an incredible feeling to know that you can change that. So anyone listening out there, know that if we're Carol and I are forming the committee of the Corporate Escape Committee, okay, so if anyone's in a job that they're really hating, you're not trapped. You're not trapped.
Definitely.
There are ways out, and we're going to speak to Carolyn some more shortly about how she actually made the change, because that would have been tough to 15 years from 17 years of age, not knowing anything else, having a mortgage to pay and all that sort of stuff and feeling trapped in a situation to then make that move. What a gutsy thing to do. Well done.
Well, in a way, I was sort of forced to move, but I suppose we can talk about that.
We will talk
later.
More about it. So we're going to go to a song, and I've chosen some songs today that are all about overcoming. Obviously, The Climb by Miley Cyrus is about overcoming, and we're going to go to a bit of Barnsley because I couldn't get Marvin Gaye, so we've got Barnsley with Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Southern Sport is proudly brought to you by Mighty Good Catering. For your next dinner dance, business seminar or that special large function, call Mighty Good Catering on 9597 0112. Mighty Good Catering, proud supporters of local sport and 88.3 Southern FM.
This year, Victoria Year 11 students will receive the Street Smart Handbook, a free survival guide to help tackle life's big challenges. The Street Smart Handbook gives teenagers clear, down-to-earth information that helps them make educated and safe choices. The Street Smart Handbook is not afraid to confront issues that teenagers want and need answers to, such as drug abuse, eating disorders, managing money, buying a car, and it's all in the one handbook. Street Smart, an initiative of the Police Citizens Youth Club and Countrywide Media, the official publishers.
The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
88.3 Southern FM. My name's Andrew Jobling on this Saturday, the 19th of September 2009. Looking at the weather, well, it's looking not all that good. But so currently it's about, I don't know, 15 degrees. We're going for a top of 21, windy, possible afternoon storm. Well, I think the afternoon storm is here. But that's okay because inside the studio it is warm and we are talking to Carolyn from Carolyn's Wellbeing Solutions. And if you've just tuned in, and we don't want to talk about this much more because Carolyn, she's just wiped the sweat off her face after she said she doesn't talk about her past much because it's pretty horrible. She'd rather talk about the positive things in her life. So we were talking about, Carolyn, we were talking about your 15 years as a legal secretary and how that led to chronic lower back pain and how it led to depression and stress and all those other horrible things. And so you really were forced, I guess, to change your career. I mean, obviously, you forced yourself, but also upon recommendation, you moved on. And you went through a healing process yourself, didn't you?
Definitely.
Tell us about your healing process and what you tried, what worked, what didn't work, and because that's really formed what you do right now, isn't it?
It has, yes. Yeah, so there was quite a few years or several years, you know, with depression and, you know, really, really bad lower back pain, problems turning in bed and, just not very nice at all.
Horrible.
Yeah, so I tried everything under the sun, from chiropractors to physios to acupuncture, everything, just gave everything a go.
Did any of those have any positive effect?
Some of them did help intermittently, but eventually a friend said, try Bowen therapy. And I just thought, there's no way known that will be able to help me because I've got scans and everything with these disc bulges in my lower back. And it's with the Bowen therapy, it's very subtle and doing very gentle movements over the fascia and the soft tissue. But at that point, I was just desperate, so I thought I'll give it a go. And I was really surprised that after the first treatment, I could feel a difference. So, yeah, I was very passionate about it very early in the piece and decided quite quickly that I would go and learn how to be a Bowen therapist myself so I could help other people to be free of pain. And so that's how I changed careers. I had no idea what I wanted to do, and I've always had a side of me, I suppose, that wants to help others. So it was great that the Bowen therapy sort of found me through my own pain. So it worked out really well.
Well done.
Yes.
Good on you.
Thank you.
Is it interesting how, I mean, really, let's face it, how could a 17-year-old know what they want to, really know what they want to do in their life?
Yes.
And yet we're forced to, at that early age, to make a choice as to what are you going to do?
Mm.
What are you going to be?
Mm.
And maybe the question should be, how do you want to live, rather than what do you want to do? So tell us a bit about what is Bowen therapy, because I know you've done some on me and it has made an enormous impact, but I'm just trying to work out how does it work, because it is so subtle, isn't it? What
it
you're
is.
Doing is very, very subtle. It's very not unlike if anyone's had a sports massage before on a sore hamstring or calf and you actually end up hanging onto the rafters because the pain is so intense. This is just totally opposite, yet it seems to have a greater impact. So how does it work?
The Bowen treatment addresses the musculoskeletal framework, the fascia and the nerves. So it's a series of rolling motions in very particular parts of the body. It's a holistic treatment, so it's working with the whole body, the body as a whole, as opposed to maybe a chiropractor would focus on the pain area, like working on a problem shoulder. But I find, you know, the body works as a whole. So if someone's got a sore shoulder, there's a high chance that's going to lead to other parts of their body where there's also problems, maybe the thoracic region or something like that.
Or it may have led, that may have come from something
exactly,
else.
Exactly, that's right. Yeah, definitely. So it's a series of rolling motions in very, very particular parts of the body, not unlike acupuncture, but obviously without the needles. And with Bowen therapy, we do approximately 4 of these rolling movements, and then I walk away from the body for 2 minutes, and that is so our energies are kept separate and the client can tune into their body, and depending on how aware they are of their body, a lot of the time they can feel like a slight sensation or a warmth or a coolness in the body or tingling. It can be quite strong as well depending on the individual. So I walk away from the body for a couple of minutes while that's happening. And
go and have a cup of tea, watch a bit
go and wash
TV.
The dishes. Yeah. That's right. And then I come back and do the next series of movements until the treatment is completed.
Yeah.
And initially we recommend 3 treatments a week apart. I do the set series of basic movements every single treatment, and I add on whatever particular problem the client has. So if someone has like asthma problems, I'll do the respiratory moves on them on top of the basic movements, or I do the hamstring movements a lot, which would be good for the Saints at the moment.
Yes, no, I think they're going to need a lot of Bowen therapy after the game last night.
I didn't get to see it. I do follow St Kilda after my team, Fitzroy, went out of the competition.
Disappeared
off the
face of the planet.
The Saints had a pretty torrid
fight last night, and I reckon they're going to be sore little boys.
Definitely. So if they want to come down and see me for a Bowen treatment this week, fine.
There you go. Boys, if you're listening, what an offer. Now, so the Bowen therapy helped you get over your chronic pain. What I want to ask,
get over, it's managing. It's managing pain.
So you're saying you still have?
Well, I know
suffer from that
now. How to manage my pain very well, but if I went out and did a whole lot of the wrong things, then I could re-aggravate. Like the standing hours and hours on end, a lot of people would probably get uncomfortable with that anyway. But there's things that it can aggravate when you do have a weakness within your body. So I've learned over the years through my own journey how to help myself and how to, you know, balance my body and, you know, not cross my legs when I'm sitting down and sit with a good posture and not carry a heavy handbag over my shoulder. Little things like that make a huge difference, and I'm always helping my clients with little tips like that. So
it's just simple things really, isn't it?
Very.
Just to manage. And I guess, and there's a good point there that, you know, often if you have some sort of condition, you're never going to get rid of it. It's really about it is about managing,
definitely,
isn't it? You've got to manage and it's not just physical in life. There's often situations that you're in that you've just got to learn how to manage those situations.
That's right. Unfortunately, some people want a quick cure. So they want to come once and think that they're going to be fixed forever,
and it doesn't
quite work that way.
Oh, come on, Carolyn, I thought you were good.
I'd be a millionaire if I could do that for people.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, millionaire-ess, I should say.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, it's persevering and going through the hard yards to come out the other side, like you say, climbing that mountain and, getting to the top of the mountain and looking back and just not believing how far you've come.
Amazing,
I suppose.
What you've achieved. Mm. Now, I want to, and I know you don't want to talk about this, but because you've talked about overcoming, managing pain. What about the depression, though? Because that's a tough place to come out of.
Definitely.
And particularly, you've done it drug-free.
Definitely very hard.
And I know that I do know a lot of people that, you know, suffer, well, I don't know whether it's depression or whatever, you know, maybe grieving of some sort, and they all go to a doctor who will just put them straight onto an antidepressant.
Definitely.
Which won't help them overcome it.
It's
just
like a Band-Aid. It's masking it.
And they actually won't deal with the problem, the reasons that caused the depression in the first place. So you've actually, this is tough when you've got to face up, look at yourself in the mirror and go, okay, I'm a little bit cuckoo at the moment, cuckoo, but, you know, how do I fix it and really deal with it? And that's tough. That's a really gutsy, courageous thing to do. So
yes.
How did you do that?
Firstly, I think, you know, there definitely is a place for antidepressants, I think, with some people who are in a horrifically bad space just to function. They do need something like that.
Yes.
But for me, I'm quite a determined person, and I don't like putting any toxins into my body. And, you know, maybe I was advised 2 or 3 times to take them, but I was quite stubborn, I suppose, is the word.
Good girl.
So I just battled on, and So yeah, I just did the hard yards, did the work, and I did actually feel, it's interesting that you played that song about the mountain, because it did actually feel like climbing a mountain, and it just took it felt like it took forever, you know, just to get up to the top. But unfortunately, that's the way you have to do it, to come out of it. And to sort of reach the other side, you have to go through, you know, the pain or the, you know, work out whatever issues are going on. And, yeah, you have to go through it. Like, I remember one day I had an anxiety attack for 3 or 4 hours thinking I was going to die. And, yeah, you just have to go through it. I don't have them now, but you just sort of have to feel it. And then they dissipate once the feelings have come out of
and
your
did
body.
You, did you get some help through this process?
Yeah, I was having some counselling. Yeah,
great. And look, there's two. This is what I love about this show, is because there's lessons always, and there's two things that you've said about climbing the mountain.
Mm.
And it's very easy in the process of climbing the mountain to give up, right? And
definitely.
A lot of people give up, and they think it's all too hard. I'll go back to antidepressants, or I'll go
smoking, or
in the very, very extreme cases, suicide and all that sort of stuff. So you've got to be very focused, don't you? You've got to be focused on the top of the mountain and know where you're heading.
Well, at the time, I don't think you are. For me, I can only speak for myself, but I don't think I was even really focused on that because you're really just sort of living in the moment at the time. And, you know, if I'm honest, at the time, I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere, but I was. I was slowly getting somewhere, but it just seemed to take forever.
But you did. But you, all you wanted to do was be better, right?
Exactly.
So you were focusing on, when I say the top of the mountain, you're focusing on being well.
Yes. You know, putting the work in. So doing the work. This is what we were talking about before. Like, people really need to put the work in. There's no quick fix. You need to, you know, do the counselling or whatever it may be, and do the strategies or whatever that you're told to do, or your meditation or whatever it may be. If you don't put the work in, it's like anything. If someone wants to study to be a lawyer or whatever their dreams are, they have to do 3 or 4 years hard work and study and do the tests. And it's exactly the same with overcoming anything in life. But there's so many people out there that don't want to do it, and they'll just take the alcohol, the smoking to suppress everything, and whatever other addictions, or television, whatever, to escape.
Exactly.
Yep.
So there's some great lessons. So what we're going to do, and that leads beautifully into our top five for the week, which is top five reasons to overcome stuff, drug-free if possible. I put if possible because, as you said, Carolyn, sometimes there are some extreme situations where it's actually needed. But if you can overcome it, so I've got five things here, and I'm sure Carolyn might expand or add to some of them. The first reason why it's important to, you know, face stuff, conditions or circumstances to overcome them is to find a solution so that it won't reoccur. Because I think when you don't face it and work out the problem, then often it will recur. It'll keep coming back, and we'll find that you never, ever actually overcome it.
Yes, I think it's probably understanding where the problem lies, and then after the understanding, it's accepting that. And that's one of the things, you know, we'll talk about EFT later, but EFT is good for that sort of thing, because so many people don't want to accept parts of themselves. They... like, we all sort of have a darker side and a lighter side of ourselves. And if we sort of beat up on ourselves, I suppose, which is what I did, for not being perfect and not liking this part of myself, then you just stay stuck for a lot longer. But when you can actually accept that we all have good and bad within us, so accept the negative, then you can change it to what you want to.
Cool.
So that's very important.
Okay, so it's good. Thank you. Number two is... overcoming stuff will strengthen you. You become a stronger person because of it.
Definitely, yeah.
Number three is it increases your belief that you're able to achieve other things. So if you can overcome one thing, obviously you can overcome other things. Therefore, you're likely to live a more fulfilling life.
Mm-hmm.
Inspire other people. Do you know you're inspiring other people?
I hope so.
You already have. We've got an SMS from a lovely lady who said how inspiring you go, girl. So you're already inspiring people.
Lovely.
And number five is the reasons to overcome stuff is to create, because it will help you create a life of joy, happiness and passion.
Definitely.
And which is what you have been able to do. So the competition for the week is send an SMS or call us here in the studio and tell us about a situation or a condition that you have overcome and the benefit that you have had from that, okay? So SMS to 0414 973315. That's 0414 973315, or call the studio on 9583 0533. That's 9583 0533. Send us an SMS. Tell us about something that you have overcome and the benefit of having overcome it. We are now going to a song talking about survival. This is Destiny's Child with Survivor.
But I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I love harder. Thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't fail without you, so I'm not million. But I'm lasting. You thought that I would die without you, but I'm living. Thought that I would fail without you, but I'm on top. Thought it would be over by now, but it won't stop. Thought that I would self-destruct, but I'm still here. Even in my years to come, I'm still gonna be here. I'm not gonna blast you on the radio.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna lie to you and your family.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna hate you in the magazine.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna compromise my Christianity.
I'm better than that.
You know I'm not gonna diss you on the internet, 'cause my mama taught me better than that.
I'm a survivor.
Brighton Veterinary Hospital, 93 Bay Street, Brighton, provides expert care and assistance for all animals needing medical attention. Brighton Veterinary Hospital is proud sponsor of Kaleidoscope on 88.3 Southern FM.
I love reading to my grandchildren and watching them play, but I couldn't do this without my glasses. Yet tragically, 185 million people are blind or vision impaired simply because they don't have a pair of glasses. The International Centre for Eye Care Education invites you to donate $5 on behalf of each of your grandchildren and become a grandparent with a grand vision. You'll receive a certificate of thanks acknowledging your grandchildren, and you'll be giving sight to those in need. Call 1-300-664-233 today.
You're tuned to the Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, it is. 88.3 Southern FM. Andrew Jobling is my name. This is the High Performance Show on Saturday the 19th. A little bit chilly, but still we're warm on the inside, and that's what it's all about. I'm sitting here in the studio with Carolyn from Carolyn's Wellbeing Solutions. Now, Carolyn was a little bit nervous before coming on today. How are you feeling now, Carolyn?
Quite comfortable now, thank you. Andrew, you've put me completely at ease.
Oh, good. You're now going to want to be a radio superstar, aren't you?
Own show? I'll think about it. Yeah, I might kick you out of that seat.
There'll be a bit of a fight on your hands because I love my seat.
You look like you do.
I do. Now, just to recap, we're sitting here with Carolyn, who's been talking to us about, she's had a 15-year nightmarish sort of corporate career as a legal secretary, overcome depression, overcome chronic back pain, and now lives her passion as a healer and a therapist, Bowen Therapy and EFT. We're going to talk a bit more about that. Just to remind people that have just tuned in, we are running a competition about, and we would like people to SMS about situations or conditions that have been pretty yucky for them that they've overcome and what the benefits have been for them. And we're going to choose a winner at the end, and I didn't mention this earlier, but the winner is, this is exciting stuff, the winner is going to receive a free Bowen therapy session with Carolyn. So that's pretty exciting stuff, isn't it, Carolyn?
It is.
Because you're good. Can I just say your hands are a little bit chilly, so you might have to warm them up a little bit.
I've bought some gloves recently for that reason, after your feedback.
Well, I'm actually a bit of a sook, so don't worry about me. So, okay. So get on the SMS. That's 0414 973 315. Please send us an SMS or call in the studio 9583 0533 and tell us about something that you've overcome to move on in your life and how you've benefited from that. So we're talking with Carolyn about what she's doing now. She's now a healer. Bowen Therapy, we discussed earlier. She also does this thing called Bowen Body Mind. What's that? How's that different from Bowen Therapy?
Yeah, so Body Mind Bowen is still Bowen Therapy, but it's just done in a slightly different way, wherein there's longer breaks. So I'll do the first two movements, and then there is a break for up to 20 minutes where the client tunes into their body and feels, observes, and accepts their responses, whether there be, heavy sensations or... sometimes the body can track and there could be like tingling, like going right down the leg or down to the foot, which tells a bit of a story as to their traumas and things which have happened to them in the past. And so then I can distinguish from that what to do next. It enables the client to release traumas which have been held in their body for a long time. So I found it very good.
So how often do you use that therapy with people?
I tend to do more general Bowen therapy, but some clients like to try the body mind, so maybe 25% of the time.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Some people don't know what it is yet, so it's like
don't.
Anything new, no understanding, so I suppose they get a bit scared off by it.
Yes, we're a bit scared of things we don't understand.
That's
and also
it.
EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, was something that I had no idea about. I actually recently, or a couple of months ago, ran a workshop with a lady that specialised in EFT.
Oh, right.
As a way of, breaking down, removing limiting beliefs.
Mm.
And found it very interesting, informative, and also very effective. Tell us a bit about EFT.
Okay. So Emotional Freedom Technique is a universal healing aid which you can use for any component of stress. So back in about 1920, Einstein said that everything is energy, including us. So the cause of all negative emotion is a disruption in the flow of the body's energy system. So where people have had traumatic experiences or things in their body that they haven't dealt with, there's a disruption in the body's system. So it's enabling them to accept that part of themselves which they've rejected and which has caused a disruption in their energy flow. So it's fantastic. Really, really good.
Good one. So, and tell us how it works. What do you do with EFT? Because it's a bit weird, isn't it, really?
Oh, not really. Well, it sort of can be a little bit described again like acupuncture points in the body, and it's tapping on very particular points where the energy flows through and saying a statement. So, for instance, if someone is having a problem with guilt issues, it's tapping on a whole lot of different points and saying a statement, for instance, like, even though I feel guilty about whatever it is, I deeply and completely accept myself. So it's going through a whole series of energy points in the body to break down where that disruption is in the body and change it to...
So you're basically tapping on different points in your body, just mm-hmm. lightly,
yes.
Not like with a hammer or anything
no,
like that.
No, no.
Yeah, okay. So lightly tapping and making these statements.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that as you're doing that, it's just releasing that belief taking the emotional charge out of it.
Yeah, because they're feeling maybe guilty about something. That's the example that I've used. And
yep.
That's holding them back because of that negative belief. Instead of accepting the guilt that they feel, they're rejecting it, which
yep.
causes that disruption in the flow of the energy in the body wherein lies the problem. So it's it's just accepting another part of themselves that they're rejecting.
Cool. Okay, so that's interesting as well.
It is. And then after that, it can go down another layer. So once we've done a whole series of tapping on certain points of the body, after tapping on the guilt example, something else might come up for them, like shame or whatever it may be, and then we'd go through the series again until, you know, sometimes the client in the beginning will say that the feeling of guilt is like a 9 in intensity out of 0 to 10. And then after a series of the tapping, it might go down to a, you know, 5 or 6. So I want to get them down to no problem at
yeah,
all. So,
yeah.
So we go down a few more layers and see what's under the guilt and, and get them back to equilibrium.
Cool.
Hmm.
So all this stuff for some people might sound a little bit, yes, a bit left of centre, a bit strange, but it's really worth exploring, particularly if you've got pain in your body or if...
Emotional or physical pain.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. So that brings me to my next question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about all these modalities that you're using. What is it about these things that excites you? What are you passionate about?
Passionate about helping people to come from their heart I'm passionate about working with energy because we are made up of energy, and I suppose... You know, in the past, it's been more like going to the doctors or taking tablets for things and just masking problems, whereas now I think it's opening up a lot of alternative therapies, and it's being recognised that we are all energy, and that there is a lot of there's better ways to deal with these problems than just putting drugs into our body
yep.
or masking the problem some other way.
So you really, your whole life now, your mission is to help people just free themselves from the pain and suffering and emotional
Definitely.
Ties that would normally hold people back and which hold most people back.
Yes, and I know because I've been there, like I've been in the bottom of that dark pit, so that's why I've been through it and I can empathise with people and that's why I really want to help
you
people
help
because I've
get them out.
Been through it. Yeah.
Well done. Well done. In fact, I've got a testimonial from one of your clients, yeah?
Yes. A male client.
A male client. And this is what it said. It said, "I am learning to love myself, for I am a beautiful man who is kind and thoughtful to others. I have a beautiful heart, a gift I can share with myself. I need not to look towards the heavens to find an angel, for there is one before my eyes. Thank you, Carolyn." That must have been pretty amazing to receive that.
It was. It was very sweet, yeah.
It was more than sweet.
Oh, it's just, yes.
Like, it's a profound impact you've had on this person's life.
I've had that little card.
It's not sweet.
No, that's right. I've had the little card for about 9 months now, and I must admit, it's still sitting in my dining room at home, so I haven't taken it down. So, I just was very humbled by that.
But also, how much pleasure does that give you to receive something like that? So there's a little lesson for everyone. Write a card to someone and tell them how they've impacted your life, because I tell you what, I guarantee that they will absolutely love it.
Definitely.
It'll make them feel amazing. So there you go. There's a little challenge for you. We're going to go to a song right now. We're going to come back with more with Carolyn. Don't forget to get on your phone and send us an SMS. We're coming towards the end of the show. It's now 2:45 already on Saturday the 19th. But we're asking people to SMS things that they've overcome and the benefit. We've had a few responses, which is great. We want some more. Get on your SMS, 0414973315. That's 0414973315. I forgot the number there for a second. Or call in the studio at 9583053. This is Southern FM. My name's Andrew Jobling. We're going to KT Tunstall with Suddenly I See.
Australia Ignites with Helmut Lotti's 2009 national tour. Don't miss the smooth vocal talent of this international sensation and his Philharmonia Orchestra in this not-to-be-missed event. Helmut Lotti plays the Palais Theatre St Kilda, Friday 2nd of October. Tickets through Ticketmaster on 136 100 or book online at ticketmaster.com.au. Sponsoring Southern FM.
Ah, welcome, monsieur. Your usual table, and of course your partner will sit on the floor. Australian law ensures that guide dogs are welcome in all restaurants while working or training. So please remember that guide dogs are assisting their vision-impaired companions and ensure they are welcome in every restaurant, shop, taxi or public transport.
Your bill, sir. And of course, your doggy bag.
For more information, contact the Guide Dog Association of Victoria, 9854 4444.
The best blend of music, community news and views. The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, 88.3 Southern FM, Andrew Jobling. It is 10 minutes to 2 p.m. on Saturday the 19th. What an exciting show we've had for you today. We've had Carolyn from Carolyn's Wellness Wellbeing Solutions in, and she's good. She's overcome a few fears to be here in front of a microphone today, haven't you?
I have, but it's fine. Once I've overcome it, I feel good. Quite now.
Easy. Too easy. Now, Carolyn, you have, apart from everything else, tell us about you. You did a bit of travelling.
Yes.
6.5 months you travelled around the world.
Mm.
Where did you go? What did you do? What did you see?
Started in America, went to LA, went to San Francisco, then over to New York. Across up to Niagara Falls, Toronto and Vancouver, and then headed over to London, did a bit of Eastern Europe, Spain, France, Italy.
Oh,
it was lovely.
How long ago was that?
In 2000.
Oh.
Went off to Turkey and did Thailand on the way home, and Vienna, Budapest and Prague. It was beautiful.
Really? So when's the next trip planned? Your
Hopefully
healing journey
the
around
next,
the world.
Next 6 months, I wouldn't mind going to India for a couple of months and doing some meditation. And
cool.
That would be lovely.
You
we'll
do
see.
A lot of meditation too, don't
I
you?
I do.
How does that help you?
It helps me just to be, to have complete clarity and calm in my life, and just to be really present and to be in the moment.
Yeah.
A lot of people are either living in the past or in the future. Like if we just live in this actual moment, there's not a problem at all. It's effortless, but it's just bringing ourselves back all the time to the present moment.
Okay, so now you're talking about the present, but I'm going to ask you about the future.
Mm-hmm.
What's the future for you? What's the big plan?
The big plan? Well, I'll continue going on the way I'm going at the moment and, you know, helping as many people as I can. And yes, I'm not quite sure down the track yet. I'm sure it will unfold. I'm learning
just
to
enjoying.
Be patient and just letting things unfold as they do, which they do, because I would not have had any idea that I would be a Bowen therapist.
Yeah.
You know, 4 years ago I had no idea what I'd be doing.
Mm.
So it can change tomorrow.
Just
who knows?
Open to possibilities,
I am.
So now, if you are listening, and I'm sure you're thinking, I would love to try some Bowen therapy or maybe some EFT or something like that, then can I strongly recommend that you contact Carolyn, and I'll give you her website, and she's putting an offer on the table. Apart from the lucky person that's going to win a free Bowen session, if anyone contacts her this weekend, they will get 50% off their first Bowen therapy session.
Or EFT
session.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a significant saving.
It is.
So well worth taking advantage of. So you need to go to her website, and this is quite a long one, so I'll say it slowly. It's www.carolynswellbeingsolutions. Now, that's Carolyn with a Y, not I-N-E. It's C-A-R-O-L-Y-N-S, wellbeing, W-E-L-L-B-E-I-N-G, solutions, S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N-S, all one word, .com.au. I'm exhausted.
Or alternatively, you can put Carolyn and Bowen St Kilda in a Google search and you'll find me.
And Bowen is B-O-W-E-N.
Correct.
So get on the internet and suss out her website, get her contact details, give her a call, organise a Bowen session, because I'll tell you what, it would be certainly well worth it. It's now coming up to 6 minutes to two, so what we should do, I think, is go through all of our little responses for our competition and see who's going to win a Bowen session. We've got 4 responses, which is excellent. Thank you for all those people that have contributed. Let me just check this SMS. And the first one is, I've just got another one come through. And that was traveling on my own for 7 months made me realize how intuitive and independent I am. I love my own company. I'm so much fun. There you go. That's from Laura. We've also got, hang on, let me just, we've got one from Rebecca. She overcame heartbreak. Obviously, some dude's broken her heart and now has met the man of her dreams. So well done, Rebecca. That's great, and thanks for contributing. We've got Peter. Peter was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and now is healthier than he's ever been because he's made some significant changes in his lifestyle and eating habits. So well done, Peter. It's unfortunate that we have to sometimes get to that situation before we make the changes that we need to make.
Definitely. I was just saying that to someone the other day. We get a bit of a tap from the universe trying to get us to make changes, and then we get a bit more of a nudge. And if we don't listen to, you know, the guidance that's coming from outside or within,
yes,
and eventually we'll get a slap or a hit, and that could be like a sickness, that could be, you know, an accident or anything like that, but yeah, sometimes it can be, you know, quite significant. So we really need to listen to ourselves and listen
to our guidance. And also to start doing the right things now while before you're forced
exactly.
to. Okay, so if you're listening, there's some serious stuff. Stop just sitting around and waiting for something bad to happen. Just be proactive now so it doesn't ever, ever happen.
Mm.
Okay, we also have from Helen. Helen sent a SMS saying, "Hi Andrew, having had to get over a financial collapse, lost the house and all the nice lifestyle things that went with it, helped me learn things about things like 1, true friends don't care about the size of your house. Yes. 2, if you have your health, you can do anything. And 3, it doesn't matter what's behind you. What matters is what is ahead of you and what's within you." That's brilliant.
Mm.
Thank you, Helen. Okay, so we have also, actually, there's another one from Laura. Laura's always great at contributing. "Overcoming depression with the help of drugs, then going cold turkey, has helped me live authentically, gave me more empathy towards people living with challenges in life, and has helped me love me again." So thank you, Laura.
Lovely.
So we've had some great responses. Mm. Now, you've got the tough job of working out who's going to win the Bowen session, Carolyn. Who do you think?
Helen's, I think. I think
good
she's
you,
the
Helen.
Winner for today.
Yay! Helen!
Congratulations, Helen.
There you go. You're going to get a free session with Carolyn, so we will certainly contact you. Well done. Now, just before we finish, Carolyn, I'm going to ask you, if you could give the listeners one piece of advice to get more out of their life, what would that piece of advice be?
Well, we're three-part beings. We're body, we're mind, and we're soul. So I would ask people to be very, very aware of their thoughts, words, and actions. So what you're thinking about is what you're going to manifest in life. If you're a fearful person and you're thinking of negative thoughts, that's probably what you're going to attract. Well, it will be what you'll attract. So, yeah, just to turn that around and be aware of what you're thinking, what you're saying, and change it to the positive.
Good advice.
Mm.
Excellent advice. Okay, so thank you, Carol. And look, thanks for being here.
Not a problem.
You have, as again, you've overcome some fears to be here again, and mm-hmm. even some negative thoughts as well. But
definitely.
Aren't you glad you
I
came?
I did some EFT on myself before I came, so I think that helped me quite a bit.
Tapping on the way in the car?
Oh, not in the car. That could be a hazard.
That could be very dangerous
yes.
for yourself. So again, Carolyn's website is www.carolyn's, that's Carolyn with a Y-N-S, wellbeingsolutions.com.au. Please visit that and contact her this weekend to get 50% off a Bowen treatment. My website, andrewjobling.com.au. That's J-O-B-L-I-N-G with lots of good stuff, lots of resources and articles and all that sort of stuff. And Helen's just sent us an SMS saying, "Yay, I won." So well done, Helen, again to you. We are, I think we're going to go to the Southern FM Match of the Round. But firstly, let's talk about the Saints just for the last 30 seconds, because they're in the granny.
Fantastic. fantastic.
How about that? And it was a tough game last night.
I didn't see it. I was out seeing some comedy last night, but I texted my friend later in the evening and he said that he was still all hyped up and feeling stressed because it was so close.
Yeah, it was close.
I would have loved to have seen the last quarter.
Nick Riewoldt did it again, came home with kicking one off the ground to seal the game with the last minute or so to go. So it was a pretty amazing game.
Yeah.
So everybody have a fabulous week. This is Andrew Jobling. This is the High Performance Show. We will be back here next Saturday at 1 p.m. and have a brilliant week and get out there and do something and make your life as amazing as it can be. And have a great week. Carolyn, thanks again.
No problem. Thanks for having me. We will see you all very, very soon.
This is your community radio station by the Bay, 88.3 Southern FM. This is the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.